Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. If ever a thing got the right name, it's a waiting room. Whether it's the one on Paddington Station or at the doctor's surgery or the jolly little home from home in faded brown distemper outside the Admiral's office. Whichever it is, you'll wait and wait and wait.
Cup of tea, Commander Fulby?
No, thank you.
Just thought you might like one while you were waiting, sir.
Quite, but there are limits. Whilst I've been waiting for the Admiral to turn up, you've made no less than 6 pots of tea.
It shouldn't be long now, sir.
That is precisely what you said after pots 3, 4, and 5. Where is he?
Couldn't say, sir. Unless he's popped out for a cup of tea.
Oh, get out of me way, can't you? Here, where's me office gone? Who's pinched me office? Was here a minute ago.
I think the Admiral's coming now, sir.
So I gathered. About time, too.
Oh, hello, Povey. You're late.
Late?
Yes. See me in me office first thing, I said. And where were you?
Well, I was on time, but you were out.
Eh? Gin and lime's giving you gout.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, stop mumbling, Povey. I want to see you about that island draft. I had a bit of a jaw waggle with one of the sea lords about him. Well, they seem to have tickled his fancy a bit, so he's going to visit them.
A sea lord? Visit that bunch of know-nothing layabouts?
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
You've no objections, I suppose, Povey?
Oh, none at all, sir. I trust his lordship will make it a thorough inspection. I don't want him to miss anything.
Oh, do stop interrupting, Povey, and let a chap get a word in edgeways. He wants to pop over later this week.
Splendid. The sooner the better.
That's splendid, then. And blow your horrible luck.
Oh, right, sir. This should put that shower right in the... My luck?
Well, you're their inspecting officer, aren't you?
Yes, but
yeah, well, then you're responsible for them. I say, I wouldn't be in your shoes if anything goes wrong.
What? But it's impossible. There isn't time. But couldn't you put the inspection off for a bit? Well, at least 2 years.
Sorry, Povey, can't stop. Must get back to my office. Oh, nice to have seen you. I'll pop in again sometime.
Yeah, but this is your office. Oh, no.
I say, Heather.
Well?
This is something very interesting. I've just been reading about it.
Oh, I see. And what has Noddy been up to this week?
I wasn't reading Noddy. I haven't read that sort of stuff for months.
Why? Did Big Ears frighten you?
Yes, yeah. No. I wish you'd concentrate. This is most important. I've been checking up on the current national balance of payments.
You've been what?
Did you know that the invisible items balance, excluding defence aid in 1946, was £133 million?
No.
Yes. Then in 1956, they were £290 million.
Leslie.
Yes.
What's all this adding up to?
Hang on a minute. £395 million.
Yes, as soon as I said it, I could have kicked myself. I meant, what is all this about invisible items and balance of payments?
I wanted to see if the rest of the country is as skint as I am.
But you don't get paid for days yet.
You don't think that helps matters, do you? I don't know where all the money goes.
Oh, perhaps you've bought too many invisible items.
Yes, it could be that. Heather, I wish you'd treat this seriously.
Well, it's the dreadful monotony of it that makes it so difficult.
Monotony?
Yes. On the 24th of every month, you're broke. So we have a week of fresh budgets, trial balances and schemes to close the gap.
It's very laudable, if you ask me.
Oh, very. The snag is that you get paid on the last day of the month, and by the time the 24th of the next month arrives, surprise, surprise.
I'm skint again.
Quite. Well, let's face it, Leslie, with you ends just don't meet. They wave at each other from the distance.
Well, there's only one thing for it. I shall have to consider volunteering for the special duties list.
What does that mean?
Well, that's why I'm considering it. I don't know either. Oh, law. I reckon having to answer that thing, I ought to be on it already.
That's a point. Of course, there is one way out of your financial mess.
No, what's that?
Well, ignore that buzzer much longer when Commander Povey's in there too, and you can apply for danger money.
You know, that's a thought. I wonder who I'd have to apply... coming.
Come in.
Sub-Lieutenant N's meeting. Invisible Phillips reporting. you buzzed, Noddy.
Yes, big ears, I did.
From what I've seen whenever I come here, the quarterly electricity bill for that buzzer is probably more than the rest of the draft consumes in a year.
Well, then why don't you get one that runs on gas? Oh, Leslie's being got at again.
On the contrary, Mr. Phillips, it would seem we all are. Commander Povey has some very disturbing news.
Yeah, well, that's a novelty for a starter.
I've just been telling Number One that this draft is to receive a full inspection later this week.
Oh, really? Who's coming?
Just one of the Sea Lords, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, that'll be nice. I don't think I've ever met her. I don't think I feel very well.
What routine is the inspection to follow, sir? Is it to be one of those efforts where we have to turn out the flaming lot, or a quick butcher's at one hut and then smartly into the wardroom for the gin?
It is with utter horror and sheer terror that I tell you his lordship has intimated that he wants to see everything.
Oh, dear. I rather feel we're in the muck.
And so am I. It's my responsibility to see that everything is ship-shape and Bristol fashion, and that the inspection goes off without a hitch.
I say, sir, you've caught the large economy's eyes, haven't you?
Possibly. But if anything does go wrong, I wouldn't go looking for any free gifts in the package you're going to get either.
Yeah, quite so. Well, if that's all, perhaps you'll excuse us. We have rather a lot to do.
You certainly have, Number One. You certainly have. Johnson! Johnson! Open up!
Door's closed. The chief's in.
I know I'm out. I want to come in, you nit. Come on, Johnson, open up.
How do I know it is you, chief?
Cool. You'll know once I get my hands on you, you steaming, great, fat, soggy dumpling.
It's you, all right.
Right, now, come on, look, give me an hand with this crate off the van.
Crate? What's in it?
In it?
Yeah.
It's a present for you. All right? Come on in, Eve. Come on. That's it.
Whoa.
Right, into this door. Into this door. To me.
From you.
To me. That's it.
Blimey, Tabby. What the extra?
Right, down with your end.
Oh, tar, I could do with a nice sedan.
No, no, no. What? I'm talking about the crate. The crate, you fool. Right, that's it. Nothing. Mine. Hey, oh, lovely.
Whatever is it?
I told you, it's a present. All right, then, come on, open it up. Come on. Yes.
Blimey, a washing machine.
That's right. Look at it. It's a whopper.
Yeah. I don't understand this. It's very kind of you, but what would I want with a washing machine as enormous as this?
Well, to do your smalls in, of course.
Fatty. They're not as big as all that.
They are, but there is one other little point. You'll be doing everybody else's as well.
Oh, well, that makes a bit more sense, doesn't it? I mean, washing one person's clobber in a thing that size. Well, I'm doing what?
You, Johnston, are now this draft's laundry.
Hey, but it's all sent down to the local bag wash under contract.
Was sent, Johnson. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee just cancelled their contract. From here on, all laundry will be done on the premises.
At present, he says, Able Seaman Johnson's going to be up to his knees in suds forevermore, and he calls you a present. How did you pay for this?
Pay for it? Well, simple. I had just enough on me, and I'm sure that with a little care, you'll be able to keep up the payments.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can always cut out one or two luxuries, like eating it. Payments? Do you mean this blooming thing's on our purchase?
I do, Johnson, yes.
Well, it's not a present, is it?
Well, of course it is. I had the agreement made out in your name.
Oh, thanks, but you're rotten, you are. Rotten, absolutely stinking rotten. Rotten, 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 rotten.
All right, all right, all right, Johnson. All right, all right. Now, that'll do. You're wasting your demonstration time.
You're rotten.
So?
How's the blooming thing work, then?
Right, now. Look, you bung this hose onto the tap, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you switch the water on.
Yeah. Hey, is it one of them washing machines that does the lot?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, with all the men's washing from a draft this size, it would have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there you are. Look, it washes, it rinses, and then, like this, it spin dries.
In that order?
With luck, yeah.
Oh, well, it's not so bad then, is it?
Oh, no, of course it isn't. No. We'll make a fortune.
Yeah.
And all you've got to do every week is shove the clothes in and the machine will do the rest.
Oh, good.
Except the ironing.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I can soon bash away with the smoothing. Good morning.
Come back here. Come back, chubby tubby. While you're at it, turn the water off. That's it, nothing. Look, bung your hanky in and switch on.
Wouldn't you bung your hanky in?
Not likely. I've lost things like that before.
You're rotten.
All right, I'm rotten, but switch on.
Thirsty, wasn't it?
What have you done, you nit? Look, where's all the water gone in?
It went through that little grid at the bottom of the tank there.
I know that, blank brain, but where did it go then?
Chief.
Well?
Been heavy duty in here this morning, hasn't it?
No, I mean, what do you... Look, we're swamped out.
Washes floors too and all. That's jolly clever, you know, isn't it?
Look, it doesn't wash floors. But you do.
What?
You wash floors. Go and get your squeegee. And squeege with it, quick, go on.
Hey, couldn't we take the boards up and bung them through the spin dryer instead?
I told you before. Johnson, go and get your squeegee. Go on, your squeegee. Here, I bet that's number one. That'll be number one. Get that machine out of the way and shoot all that water out of the back, quick.
Righto.
Who is it?
Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma. Open up.
Hey, certainly, sir. Come in, sir.
Hey.
Oh, yes, sir, yeah. Able Seaman Johnson has been doing his hygienical nuts.
Yeah, well, that's just as well, Chief. We're to receive an inspection from one of the sea lords later in the week.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it, sir. Delighted. May I take this opportunity of wishing you the very best of luck, sir. Personally, I shall be on sudden compassionate leave. I've just heard my aunt. My poor aunt has put her foot through her penny farthing and brought in two spokes in her left.
No, Chief. You're going to slush about in the muck with the rest of us. I want something done about the parade ground, Chief.
The parade ground?
Yes. Just to refresh your memory, it's that large square bit near the jetty.
Oh, yeah, I know where it is, all right, sir.
Really?
Yes.
I wondered, as we've never seen you on it for a parade yet.
Oh, I have been on one, sir. I think it was a bit before your time.
When was it?
VJ days.
Oh, not so long ago as I expected. However, the surface of that parade ground is now a little past its prime, Chief. Marching on it is not so much difficult as downright dangerous.
Potters?
Potters, Chief. Get them filled in at once, will you?
Yeah, right, sir, certainly, sir. I'll send in an indent for the cement straight away, sir.
No, I shouldn't bother, Chief, because I've been signing indents for cement to repair the parade ground with monotonous regularity ever since I came here.
Oh.
In fact, you should have enough to build a cinema.
Come to think of it, they have just opened a new cinema in the village, I suppose.
You... No, sir. Listen, the cement's all out of the back, sir. It's all out of the back, every bag of it, sir. And I'll get the parade ground sorted out straight away, sir.
Good. Yes. Oh, by the way, all the officers will want their best uniforms cleaned. Do you think you can arrange that quickly?
I'll have a word with the new laundry, sir.
Excellent.
Mind you, they may charge a bit over the odds if you want them in an hurry, sir.
Oh, that's all right.
They're as good as done in, sir. Oh, I mean, good as done.
Right, I'll have them sent over after lunch. My word, this floor does look better, doesn't it? Almost spotless.
Enough to build a cinema, indeed. It was enough to build a pub as well. Here, Johnson, we've been lumbered. How much cement have we got left?
Three lumps.
Lumps? You mean three bags?
No, I mean three lumps. When I shot all that water out the back, I forgot the cement was there, and now it's sort of setting. Isn't it marvellous, eh? It's marvellous. Why don't you indent for some like you always do, Chief?
Because Johnsy has been to the cement well once too often. All right, giggle niggle. This is where Johnsy's relatives get their scrounging orders. Now then, which one can I have a go at this time? Is Aunt Gertrude's flogging American cigarettes in Sheffield? Uncle Sebastian?
Yeah.
I know. I got it. Ebenezer. Uncle Ebenezer.
Oh, blimey, the one with the tatty tug, you mean?
Never mind what it looks like. It's heavily insured. See you later, Mr. Roo.
You know, Heather, if I'm to make ends meet, there's only one thing left I can cut out. I shall just have to stop taking you to the pictures.
Oh, I am sorry. Mind you, there is one little fault in this brilliant new budget, Leslie.
What's that?
But every time we've been to the pictures, I've paid.
Now, be fair. Who got the ices?
You did, and that was stark tragedy. Two tubs and no wooden spoons.
Well, a chap can't think of everything.
Oh, I know what you were thinking of, all right. As soon as a film showing a ravishing blonde selling ices flashed on the screen during the interval, you were off down the aisle with your money in your hand like a ferret.
Well, that's not true. Anyway, it was a complete fraud. I mean, the one that served me was 85 if she was a dead.
Excuse me, say.
That's all right.
Heather, could I use the blower a minute? I've got to ring up Nunky. It's urgent.
Oh, help yourself, Chief.
Yeah, don't worry. He always does.
Oh, it's nice to be appreciated.
Oh, isn't it?
Hello? Ebenezer Pertwee, tug captain in light work with awesome van?
Nunky? It's me, Johnsy.
Line engaged.
No, Andy. Nunky, now, wait a minute. Look, there's money in it.
Who for?
You. Look, I want you to bring some cement over here, a bit sharpish.
When do I get paid?
On delivery.
Well, don't mess about on the phone. I'll see you at your jetty.
You're a good lad. Thanks very much, Heather.
Just a minute, Chief.
Yes, sir.
I hope you won't think I'm being nosy, Parker, but I couldn't help overhearing all that about needing cement.
Yes, sir, it's for the parade grounds.
That's odd. You ought to have plenty of the stuff lying around. I mean, there have been indents coming in here for
some... No, it's gone off. Yes, bags and bags of cement, sir, and it's all gone off.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes, it's a great tragic, sir. A terrible waste, because... Well, naturally, I want only the best for the parade ground. As an humble member of the service, I realise my duty to its great traditions, and I can never be a party to using inferior materials in the line of duty. Now, you know, long after I've gone, men will look at that parade ground, and perhaps some may remember with a tear the honest toy and the devotion the chief...
Oh, do shut up. Still, perhaps you can help me.
Oh, certainly, sir, if I can.
Well, now that we know who nicked all the cement and built the cinema... there's just one thing. Was it you who turned that ravishing blonde into a poor old lady of 85?
Oh. It's no use. I can't go on ironing any longer.
Oh, yes, you can, Johnson. The cleaning charges for those uniforms are going to pay Nunky for the cement.
Well, who's going to pay for Abel Seaman Johnson's funeral?
Oh, finish it off. I don't know what you're complaining about. If you ask me, those uniforms are a lot smaller than when we put them in the washing machine.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, thanks to Pertwee's present, you've got less to iron. Yeah. Blimey, they're here for their uniforms. Look, bung them on the hangers, quick. Come in.
Well, Chief, are uniforms back from the cleaners yet?
Yes, they've just arrived, sir.
Here you are, sir.
Blimey. He spark out, sir.
What the blazes?
Oh, it's nothing, sir. It's nothing at all. Just a slight case of complete physical exhaustion.
Rub-a-dub-dub. One man at the tub. Pass him the soap. Johnson can cope. Good night.
No, take no notice of him, sir. It's overwork from getting those stores in order for the inspections.
Yes, that makes sense, all right.
Now, about the cleaning, sir, that'll be 10 quid.
10 quid? Who was being taken to the cleaners, the uniforms or us? Ask him to leave it till next week, will you?
Leave it?
Yes, we're all a bit skint until payday.
No, but, sir, you don't... Any... Hello!
City guard here, Chief. Your Uncle Ebenezer wants a word.
No, tell him I'm out.
Hello, Johnsy. Well, I've unloaded the cement. Where's me lolly?
Oh, well, Nunky, look, I can explain. There's a slight delay owing to an unfortunate...
You dirty double cross. I should have known I'd get done.
No, it's not my fault, Nunky.
Yeah, I'll have me own back on you for this. I've got tons and tons of that cement on board, and I'm going to dump the whole lot on your jetty.
Hey, but I can't pay for any of it, Nunky.
Who cares? It's ready mixed.
What?
You'll never be able to keep that lot moving. Leave it standing for an hour, and it'll be set forever.
What? No, Nunky, you can't do it.
Tons of it. You'll never shift it. It'll be the Matterhorn all over again. Yay, lady. You wait. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello. Hello!
Chief,
hello.
What's going on?
I can't stop, sir. The cement for the parade ground, it's been laid in the wrong place.
What? But the inspection's in the morning.
They'll never be able to see over the top. I mean, excuse me, sir. I must get out of the jetty at once.
Well, I... Johnson. Johnson, wake up.
Hello, Mum. Where's me cup of tea?
Keep her going. The cement's nearly all back in the sea now.
Blimey, Chief. When one of your relatives has his own back, he does himself proud. I never thought we'd get that cement off the jet.
Before it set.
Yes, I know. There was a moment during the night, Ginger, when I must admit I thought we were fighting a losing battle. Trying to keep that lot moving at the same time as we shoveled it back into the sea before it set was nearly impossible.
I knew you were worried. I saw you nearly pick up a shovel yourself once.
You're right, Ginger. It was a near thing.
Good morning, Chief. What's going on, then?
Abel Seaman Fatso. And where, my little chubby cherub, have you been since yesterday afternoon?
Having a kip.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But I trust the bulldozers and the shoveling didn't disturb you at all.
Well, I did hear something about 3 o'clock this morning, now you come to mention it. Sort of a scratching noise.
Cool. Stone me. 100 blokes with shovels. And 2 bulldozers going flat out all night. And he heard a sort of scratching noise.
You done the parade ground then, have you?
Done the parade ground, of course we've done. Oh, blimey, I forgot it. I forgot all about the parade ground. Johnson, look. Get a barrow load of the cement that's left and fill in as many of the potholes as you can.
I woke up too early, didn't I?
Look, don't argue. And whatever you do, keep that cement moving or it'll set and you'll have the heaviest wheelbarrow ever.
Righto, Chief.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What on earth's been going on here?
Here, sir. Oh, yes, well, we sort of had a bit of cement left over, as you might say, so we thought we'd slap a bit on the jetty, as it were.
Admiral's barge approaching, sir.
What? Oh, good gracious, the sea lord, they're nearly here. Get them in, Chief.
Oh, I said...
Robert, put him in, mate. Come on, get them all. Robert, him in, come on, pull him in.
Rocket in line now, come along in line.
The barge is coming in at a fair old lick, sir.
Yes, she is.
All present and correct for inspection, sir.
What was that? It looked as if she hit something.
Well, she certainly rocked a bit. And again.
Oh, blimey. That flaming cement. It's set under the water. The back of it, sir. Step back a bit, sir.
All ashore that's going ashore.
Lummy, they've gone aground.
Yes, quite, but what on? Never been any rocks out there.
Well, there are now, sir. I mean, no, that is...
I'd rather not know what you meant, Chief. Lower a boat and bring his lordship and party ashore.
Oh, I say, Johnson, get that boat out.
Oh, I'd rather not, Chief. Couldn't you send someone else? It might switch off, you see.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's cement. You said I've got to keep it moving.
Well...
Well, I got called for inspection, so I had to keep the stuff moving somehow, so I...
Johnson! No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I tipped it in the washing machine.
You stupid, great... Fake. Here. What was that? It's Nunky with the other load of cement.
Ooh. Hey! Flatter off, you old fool!
He said he'd get his own back. Trust him to turn up at a time like this.
Nunky! Flatter off!
Chief, that tug seems to be coming in at a fine old turn of speed. I wonder if he knows about the new rocks.
Oh, yes, he's bound to, sir. Hey.
Oh, keep going, Donkey! Give her all she's got!
You rotten lot of scuttlers! The insurance has run out! I'll have a lot of you for this! You
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Uncle Ebenezer was Tenniel Evans, Ginger was played by Michael Bates, and Heather was Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.